And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In an apartment room, tense with excitement, Claudia Vincent, Larry Noble's former leading lady, stands pale and silent, while New York Police Inspector Ferguson orders her to come to headquarters on a charge of murder. For a moment, Claudia raged, and charged that Mary Noble, who is also present, was deliberately trying to make trouble for her. But a moment ago, Mary said,
"They found your gloves, Claudia. Your long white kid gloves. They were scarred from the rope you used to pull Oliver Wilson into the wings the night he was murdered."
Claudia is silent and pale as she looks at Mary Noble with hatred in the living room of Larry's friend Lester Jordan, where Claudia has been staying until Larry's trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson. From the start, Mary's been convinced that it was Claudia and not her husband who murdered this handsome young ne'er-do-well backstage at the Hamilton Theater. But she's been unable to find the means of proving it. Now, even the police are convinced that Mary's evidence is true. And everyone waits for Claudia to speak.
"What's all this about gloves? I don't understand what anyone's talking about."
"The long white kid gloves you wore backstage the night of the murder, Claudia. They've been found and analyzed at the police crime laboratory. The palms are scarred by rope burns, and fragments of hemp have been matched to the rope that killed Oliver."
"Is this true, Inspector Ferguson? Or is Mary Noble just making up this fantastic story?"
"It's true enough, Miss Vincent. That's why we're here. To take you downtown with us. So if they don't mind..."
"It's all a frame-up, I tell you. Mary Noble's trying to get me convicted of a murder I had nothing to do with. I don't know anything about white gloves. I never owned a pair of gloves like that. If she says I did, she's lying. She hates me because she knows only too well her husband wanted to leave her for me. It's all a jealous frame-up."
"It's no use, Miss Vincent. You'll have to answer to us about those gloves."
"But I tell you, I never had any such gloves. If anyone found such a pair of gloves here among my possessions, they were put there by Mary Noble."
"What about the cleaner's marks, Claudia? They spell out your initials. And there'll be witnesses who remember you wore them on the tragic night at the theater."
"Stop it. Stop it, you hear? I'll kill you before I let you do this. Get her out of here! Get her out of here!"
"Easy there, Miss Vincent. This won't help anything at all. Let's try to make this a quiet arrest. What do you say? There's nothing to be gained by bringing a lot of curiosity seekers hanging around."
"Yes. Yes, you're quite right, Inspector Ferguson. I guess I lost my head for a moment. But that's understandable, isn't it? When you all came in here without warning and made such a charge against me,
If you'll just come with us, we can discuss all the details at headquarters."
"Yes. Yes, by all means. Oh, I won't lose my head again. I'm quite calm now, Inspector Ferguson. And you'll find that they have nothing but this vindictive woman's story to go on. But if you'll just let me go to my room and fix my makeup and get my hat and coat, I'll be right with you."
"Certainly. We'll wait right here, Miss Vincent."
"Thank you. I'll try not to be long."
And at this same time, Larry Noble is waiting in his cell at the New York City jail. The hours before his trial pass slowly by. Presently, the guard of his cell block walks by and stops to talk. And we hear...
"Well, Mr. Noble, it won't be long now."
"Long enough, guard. I still have the whole night ahead of me."
"Yeah. Well, still and all, you'll get to go to court tomorrow."
"Yes, that's right."
"Maybe you won't be so anxious to get there after you see how it goes, Mr. Noble."
"Anything's better than waiting like this."
"Yeah, yeah, that's what they all say. Till they hear a verdict go against them, and then it's different. Believe me, I seen plenty of guys on their way to Sing Sing to the death house. Did it trade places with you?"
"You certainly have a cheerful point of view, guard. It's going to be hard to get along without you after this is over."
"Well, still and all, Mr. Noble, it ain't been so bad. You know, you had plenty of privileges while you've been here."
"Oh, yes, yes, everything's been lovely. I don't know when I've seen greater hospitality."
"Okay, you can joke about it if you want to. I bet inside you ain't so perky. Will you see that courtroom with the judge sitting up there looking tough, and them guys from the DA's office jumping on you every time you turn around? Wait till they pick out the jury, Mr. Noble. That's the real headache, let me tell you. Every one of them will look like they was just waiting to send you to the chair."
"Look, my friend, could we find another topic of conversation?"
"Huh?
Have you, perchance, any hobbies?"
"Yeah, yeah, sure, Mr. Noble."
"Good. Then let's talk about your hobbies."
"Okay, wise guy. you don't want to have a friendly little talk, it ain't no skin off of my back. I got plenty of things to do without hanging around trying to cheer you up.
Oh, don't think I'm not grateful for your goodwill, Guard. It's only that I've already visualized that courtroom in my own mind. And it's a picture I don't like to dwell on.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, I know how it is, Mr. Noble. Even with you being an actor and all, I bet you never had an audience like this one.
You're so right. And it's all right with me if my experience stops right with this trial.
Well, maybe it will at that. But, I mean, if you get a tough break, ever think of that?
You have a nice keen sense of humor, too. I often noticed that.
Sure, why not? What's the use of grousing all the time?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Mr. Noble, when are you going to tell me who the dame is that's been coming here the last couple of days? You know, the one that's all wrapped up like she was going to do the dance for the Seven Veils? Hey, that's a good one. The dance of the Seven Veils.
Yes, isn't it? She's just a friend of mine.
Okay, pal, she sure don't want anybody to know that she's your friend, the way she covers up her face. She's sure trying to keep it a secret.
Larry Noble sits clenching his fists as the guard leaves the door of the cell. And meantime, in the living room of Lester Jordan's apartment in Midtown, New York, Claudia Vincent is still out of the room as Mary Noble waits with Lester Jordan and Police Inspector Ferguson for her return. And we hear...
I can't help feeling hatred for Claudia Vincent. When I think of how Larry has suffered because of her, week after horrible week in the city jail, charged with a murder that Claudia committed.
When you're sure about this evidence, Mary, I mean to say, it's really the works?
No question about it, Lester.
None whatever, Mr. Jordan.
I can't get it through my head. I have been looking after Claudia Vincent for weeks in this apartment, keeping her safe so that she could go into court and testify for Larry Noble. She's had me completely buffaloed. I believe every word. Oh, what a grade A sap I've been.
You've got nothing to complain about, Mr. Jordan, when I think how my whole department missed this one.
Inspector Ferguson, if I hadn't found that evidence against Claudia Vincent, she'd have gone into court and told her filthy lies. How she was locked in the dressing room backstage at the theater with my husband Larry at the time of the murder. That was going to be her story. And she knew that it would save her life, even though it would ruin Larry's reputation forever. She didn't care about that. Claudia has never cared about anyone else. But she's been so clever that few people knew it.
Well, she certainly took me for a ride, Mary. I hate to admit it, but I was getting darn interested in Claudia.
It's taking a long time. Are you sure there's no other exit from that next room, Mr. Jordan?
Oh, positive, Inspector. She lets come through this way.
Well, I guess a minute or two more won't matter now.
If I can only get word to Larry tonight, you will let me tell him, Inspector Ferguson. It's too cruel to have him worrying for hours more, when you know the truth now.
I'll see your husband gets word, Mrs. Noble.
Oh, thank you. Don't you really think we ought to go in there and see why Claudia's taking so long?
Well, she's got to come out this way, Mary.
But suppose she's so desperate that she'll try to...
Mrs. Noble's right. It's time to get underway. You better open up that door, O'Connor.
Wouldn't it be better if I went in first?
All right, Mrs. Noble, if you want to.
I'll knock first, just to make sure.
She must be in there. Why doesn't she answer?
Claudia! Claudia!
Confound it, something must be wrong. If you gave me a bad steer, Jordan...
I tell you, there's no other way out.
I'll open the door and make sure.
It's time to stop all this nonsense, Miss Vincent. I've been patient long enough. Come along now.
I don't see her. She must have gone out some other way.
I tell you, there isn't any other way.
If that woman's managed to escape us, it's going to be trouble for everyone. O'Connor, search the room. Go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
The window. It's open. Inspector Ferguson, look at the window.
It's 15 stories down.
Why didn't we think of the window? Oh, but she wouldn't.
This is what comes of giving someone a break. Look back at that screen under all the furniture. This may be a trick.
I look here in this closet. It's too dark to see in here, but I don't think...
You don't think I'm hiding here. Well, you're wrong, Mary Noble. I've been waiting here for you to give you this and this.
Oh, I said it!
Don't let her get away, O'Connor. Jordan, rush Mrs. Noble to the bathroom and wash that off the best you can.
I
got the ambulance crew up here. They're waiting downstairs.
It serves you right. This is your fault. You had to go snooping around. Well, now I'm even. I don't care what happens to me.
Keep that woman quiet. Operator, operator, send the ambulance crew up here. And hurry. There's not a second to lose.
Officer O'Connor places handcuffs on Claudia Vincent as she stands laughing hysterically. A Mary, blinded with pain, is rushed to the water tap. What will be the extent of this injury? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.